That's right. So I'm driving the 2 hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 19th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1535, French explorer Jacques Cartier, the man who claimed Canada in the name of France, set sail on his second voyage to North America with three ships, 110 men, and two young indigenous Canadian men, the sons of an Araucanian chief named Chief Donnacona, who Cartier had kidnapped during his first voyage 1 year earlier. Now, although their travels in North America were beset by a vicious winter and bouts of scurvy, it was a profitable voyage for Cartier and Chief Donnacona. He actually got his sons back as well, which is nice. Happy ending for everyone. The following year, in 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of English King Henry VIII, was beheaded at the Tower of London on charges of adultery, incest, and treason. May 19th, in 1643, as part of the Thirty Years' War, French forces decisively defeated Spanish forces at the Battle of Rock Row, marking the symbolic end of Spain as a dominant land power. Napoleon Bonaparte founded the Legion of Honour on this day in 1802. It's the highest order of merit for both military and civilians in France, still used, I believe, up until this day. 1845, Captain Sir John Franklin and his ill-fated Arctic expedition departed from Greenhithe in England in an attempt to find a northwest passage through the Canadian Arctic. Franklin's ships would eventually become trapped in the ice and have to be abandoned, leading to the men involved dying from hypothermia, starvation, and a number of other factors. Of course, back then, there was no way of knowing what had actually happened to the expedition, and after they'd been missing for some 3 years with no word back, the British government offered a £20,000 reward for anyone who could find the expedition. Attempts to actually find them and collect on the cash reward led to even more ships and men lost looking for Franklin than had actually been in the original expedition itself. 1848, Mexico ratified the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, thus ending the Mexican-American War and ceding California, Nevada, Utah, and parts of four other modern-day U.S. states to the United States for a tidy little sum of $15 million. Mustafa Kemal Atatürk landed at Samsun on the Anatolian Black Sea coast, initiating what is later termed the Turkish War of Independence on May 19th in 1919. 1942, the prototype CAC Boomerang, an Australian-designed and built fighter aircraft, the first of its kind, took to the air for the first time on May 19th. It was used in Allied operations during World War II, mostly staying out of direct fighting but used in defensive capacities around bases and shipping lanes. May 19th in 1961, Venera 1 became the first man-made object to fly by another planet by passing the planet Venus. Unfortunately, the probe Venera 1 had lost contact with Earth a month earlier and did not send back any data. And finally, last year in 2016, you might remember this one, Egypt Air Flight 804 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea en route from Paris to Cairo. There were no survivors. Got some very famous birthdays for you today, and if you are celebrating today, you are in interesting company. Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan was born on this day in 1480. Vietnamese revolutionary Ho Chi Minh was born on May 19th in 1890. Civil Rights and Nation of Islam leader Malcolm X was born on this day in 1925. And on the same day, the brutal Cambodian dictator Pol Pot, leader of the Khmer Rouge, whose regime led to the deaths of approximately 1.5 million people, or a full quarter of his country's population, also born on this day in 1925. On something of a lighter note, legendary wrestler and actor Andre the Giant was born on this day in 1946. And another very large man, Peter Mayhew, a Chewbacca, famously known as Chewbacca, is turning 73 today. Got some great musos for you as well. Australian operatic singer Dame Nellie Melba, the first Australian to achieve international recognition as a classical musician, born on this day in 1861. Joey Ramone, frontman of the Ramones, was born on this day in 1956. Model, actress, Bond girl, and of course very talented singer Grace Jones is 69 today. Dusty Hill, bassist for all-time greats ZZ Top, is 68. Phil Rudd, former drummer for AC/DC, is 63. Some tremendous artists, but I couldn't go past a chance to play you this one this morning. One, of course, going out to Pete Townsend, the lead guitarist for none other than The Who. With a career spanning over 50 years, they are one of the greatest bands of all time and certainly one of the most influential rock bands of all time. Townsend had no small part in that success as one of the greatest guitarists of all time. We are going out on this one today. Won't Get Fooled Again. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.